Hello, Sam. Thank you for joining me for this wee interview today. So we're just going to talk a bit about your business, your Yoga Bailey's business, and where you are in your Yoga Bailey's journey. So can you just, for the listeners, for the viewers today, let me know where your Yoga Bailey's business is based and what your name is, just a little bit about yourself.
Good morning, I'm Samantha Haney. I'm based in Ayr in Scotland. I am going to have a new yoga studio open up in January called Luna Love Yoga by Yoga Bellies, and I'm so excited for it. Previously, I have been a childcare educator for the last 25 years, so I've lots of experience with working in babies and children, but the Yoga Bellies course has really inspired and excited me for a new challenge in life.
That's brilliant, Sam. And so where are you just now in your Yoga Bailey's journey? What stage are you at?
We are just about to move on to do mother and child. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yes, mother and child stage of the course. We've just finished the pregnancy module, which was my favourite. Loved it. Can't wait to promote it and help women with the journey and making it such a positive experience because you inspired just changing the language of the words that you use in birth makes it so much more positive and I would say less frightening for people coming into the
Absolutely. It's such a big deal, definitely. And obviously pregnancy was where we started with Yoga Bellies, did it back to front, started with the pregnancy and then went out the way. But yeah, I mean, that is the foundation of what we do, and that's where the practices began from. So it's, it is where most of our ladies come from as well. But the nice thing that I'm definitely seeing now, obviously Yoga Bellies has been around 15 years, but what we see now is the ladies that, for example, came to me right back in the start, with their kids when they were pregnant and their babies, and now they're coming back for the menopause classes, so 15 years on, we're all heading the other direction, and that's one of the main reasons why it has grown, that and the studies that we've seen, that yoga really benefits menopause. And I know that's an area of interest to you as well, Sam. Do you want to tell me a bit about that?
Yes, the menopause is, I think it's such a big area just now. Women are beginning to waken up and see the need for support during this area. Even just women have been spoken about when we did the menopause course, they were like, really? These are symptoms? And so I've been telling them things that you've taught us in the course about aromatherapy oils, poses that can help, different breathing techniques to help them relax and calm down. And it's been welcomed really well. So I'm looking forward to putting it out there because I've had lots of interest already about it. It's an exciting area. And because there's new clinics open up in there, new Menopause Matters for women. So I've already contacted them to see if we could work together to help women through these
That's
stages.
fantastic. That's brilliant, Sam. That sounds really exciting. And as you said, there's not a lot for women in this life stage, but at the same time, I think women really are starting to realize, and I'm talking about, all women over 40, because we used to think it was, just when your period stopped, that was it. That was menopause. But actually, what we now realize is there's a whole possibly 10, 12 years before that, perimenopause, where women can be experiencing these symptoms, but most people don't actually know that you can have that before the actual menopause. So women are confused. Why am I having these hormonal fluctuations? Why am I having hot flushes? Why am I exhausted? Why are my joints creaky? All of the fun things that come with menopause, before their periods actually stop. So like you're saying, Sam, I think that's going to be a brilliant resource, for you to be able to help the women locally with this.
Definitely, because even myself, I've gained a lot of weight in the last year and I'm doing everything, obviously loads of yoga and it's not moving and obviously that's part of it, hormone fluctuations. So
Yep.
I don't look like a skinny wee yoga teacher, but I need to show women that it's accessible for everybody. You don't need to be
Absolutely.
thick, thin and bendy.
Yeah.
You just need to come and take part and learn different techniques to approach life.
Totally agree, Sam. And again, that's what Yoga Bellies is all about. We're not all stick thing, doing cartwheels around the room kind of thing. And that's not what it's all about. It's about yoga is for everyone. It shape, size, color, background, whatever your story is, it's for all of us. You don't have to be a super bendy supermodel. That is not what it's all about. And I think a lot of us are quite intimidated when we go onto Instagram and we see, women in their bikinis doing handstands, and that's brilliant. That's lovely, but that's not really what yoga is. And I mean, I'm sure that you've done the training. You realize, like, Yes, we've got the postures, but that really is just one limb of the eight limbs of yoga. That is one eighth of it. And people don't realize that. They just see the postures and they think that's everything. But there's so much more that it really is. The postures, I think anybody can learn that bit, but it's everything else behind it and bringing that into your lifestyle that's really important.
Definitely.
Yeah. So what do you think? So what was your life like before Yoga Belly then, Sam?
Well, obviously, I'd mentioned that I have been before Yoga Bellies, I've been in education. So I've
Yes.
been working in nurseries. So I'm an early years practitioner at a private school in Ayr Wellington just now. So I've got lots of experience. I've worked from birth right up and with all different women from all different backgrounds with all different needs. So I think it's given me a strong foundation for the area that I'm obviously going into, and to support women throughout, because I've obviously worked with large groups of women throughout my life. And
Absolutely.
I think it would be a great thing that's if schools would come in on board with programs like this and educate children from a young age about meditation and yoga and other ways to look at situations. And I have approached the school that I work in, and they are quite interested. So fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed, Sam. That sounds brilliant. And how did you know, what made you realize that you wanted to do this with your life? What brought you to think, right, I've done this bit in my life, but now I want to move on. And you know, you've come to yoga and you've come to Yoga Bellies.
I've been following Yoga Bellies for years when my children were younger, and obviously because I've got four, it wasn't accessible for me at the time, and because social, well, we weren't able to do it on avenues like this, do it online. So it's now more accessible for everybody to do what they want. So I, spur of the moment, one of the emails the night before the course started, and I was speaking to my husband and about it, and I'm obviously a nicer person when I do yoga, because he was like that to me, "Come on, so not doing your yoga again." I'm obviously a lot calmer. So he was like, "No, I think it's time. If you really want to do it, just go ahead." And so it snowballed from there.
That's
And
brilliant.
opening a studio, and I can't wait.
That's fantastic, Sam. And I mean, it is so important. I know myself how important it is to have your partner's support as well. You know, especially if you're giving up another job or there's it's going to cost the family money or time. But obviously the whole point is you're going to be able to spend more time with your kids, you know, and that's what we're all about. Is every one of us, most of us are mums or we've got family or people we take care of or whatever. And it's about, you know, kind of living around, you're working around our lives instead of the other way about, you know. Just being able to enjoy your life and have time with the people that you love instead of you know, just trying to fit in 20 minutes with your kids before they go to bed when you come home from work, because I know I was there as well, and it's just absolutely brutal, to be honest. So yeah, no, that's the nice thing about it. And as we've seen as well, Sam, we kind of rock up at meetings with our kids and stuff. It's just, that's how we roll here. It's absolutely fine. We know how it works. So did you have any initial concerns about signing up, Sam? Was there anything you were worried about?
I was worried about that I wouldn't be good enough, and that I just wouldn't be able to do it. But because the first module, you made us look inside first, so we worked on ourselves and get rid of all the negativity. So after the first module, the worries kind of went, and I was stopped being as overwhelmed and just got on with it. I think that's the thing. You just need to take a step back and think about the things why you're scared and what things are holding you back, and let it go and embrace what we're doing. And I've now got such a passion for this, I can't wait.
That's brilliant, Sam. I'm so excited for you. It's going to be brilliant. So what do you think is what has your training experience been like with Yoga Bellies? Is there anything that you found out that has really surprised you? I know we were talking about the menopause stuff and you know, so what's the experience been like?
Every module's offered something different, and probably ways that I didn't look at things, even though I've been through probably all the stages that we've studied so far. I think if I'd had the information earlier when I was going through like pregnancy and birth and different ways to look at things, it would have definitely changed how I felt about it. So the course has definitely opened up my mind to I think knowledge is just the key. Finding out and prepared.
Brilliant, Sam. And so what, obviously you've talked about, you just love working with women, you've done that so much in your life. So what specifically, what, tell me about your business, you're opening this new studio, when is that happening?
I'm going to open Luna Love in January. Fingers crossed that all the work will be done, because it's a shell. but that's the best way, because then it's my vision at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
I want it to be.
And, that's perfect. And what kind of classes will you be offering? What kind of things will you be offering in your studio?
I think to start with, I'm going to do pregnancy, mum and baby, and Luna, which is the slow flow that invites every woman in, so it's more restorative to allow people the chance to come in without being terrified or going into a really dynamic practice. And I was also thinking about doing a beginner series, because I've opened in January. I'll give people an opportunity to come in, because everybody wants to start something new in January. So people are new to it. If I have a beginner series, I'll give them the opportunity to try it without being scared and learn the postures without being overwhelmed.
That's great. And did you say you're going to be offering some other things in your studio as well, like Reiki? And
yes, I have studied Reiki, and I have recently finished my sound healing practitioner, so singing crystal balls. It was really interesting, and it definitely helps calm the mind when you're using them as well.
Absolutely.
And I also just signed up the other day to train to be a doula. If I'm going to do it,
fantastic. Busy woman, busy woman. And you're training, you're going to be doing the Birth Rocks mentor training as well. So you're going to have that full, you're going to have a full service suite there for women at every stage. That's absolutely brilliant.
I thought it was better before I start marketing everything, having everything in place and having the most knowledge I can to support the people that come to me. So your course and hypnobirthing, your version of it, I think is because it's given a more realistic view of it and making it accessible to everybody rather than just people who are susceptible to hypnosis.
Yeah, that's brilliant, Sam. And so tell me, what do you think is the best thing about being part of Yoga Bellies?
The best thing about being part of Yoga Bellies is the support that I've had the whole way through. My nest, the women who are around me are fantastic. Everyone has been so nice. If we're having a wobble, we go on our WhatsApp group and have a wee chat and see where everybody else is at, and just the support. And then I've got anything I've had, if I've had any issues, if I came to you, you supported me and gave me advice on what to do. And the senior yoga teachers classes have been fantastic and inspired how I want to teach as well. So
that's fantastic, Sam, brilliant. So what would you say to someone if they were thinking about becoming a Yoga Bellies teacher?
If I had to tell somebody what to do, is just do it. You will love every minute of it. It is life-changing, because it makes you look at yourself and see what you want from your life. And if you want to create these opportunities, Yoga Bellies is definitely going to support you through it all. It's a fantastic chance.
That's fantastic, Sam. Well, thank you so much. I'm so excited for you in your new studio and everything that's to come. So I will just finish the interview there. Is there anything else you want to add? Do you have an opening date yet? Are you still waiting to see when it's all finished?
I'm waiting to the end of this week to finalise a date, just to see where the works are at, because I'm putting air conditioning and everything in to make sure that it's a temperature that suits all women and babies.
Brilliant. So once you've done that, Sam, what we'll do is we'll add that onto the video as well, your opening date and any links as well. Okay, so thank you very much.
No problem, thank you.